Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yay! Hello.
Thanks so much for coming back again. Lovely to have you here.
If you are, but if you're here for the first time, hey! How's it going?
Welcome.
Come on in. Look at this. Hey, look at this. Look at this. Look at all this stuff I've got. Come on. Hey, don't touch it though. Just look with your eyes.
Lovely to have you back. Lovely to be back. Are you all right?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit nasally again, but I don't know what's going on.
Well, we're just the land of the ill, because Rafe just goes out anyway and comes back poorly again.
Fucking little germ sponge.
I know.
Babies are a little germ sponge. And then obviously you want to cuddle them and kiss them. You're not going to stay away from your own baby, but they're like... He rubs his own snot and then puts his hand in my mouth. I'm like, cheers, man. That's great.
I've got some beef with Rafe, but we'll talk about that later
beef,
on.
Rafe beef coming on. If you can hear any slight little noises in the background of this recording, by the way, guys, there's a man moving a tree outside.
The same tree that fell down. That honestly, this tree, this cost us a small fortune.
It's fucking crazy.
I swear to God.
House insurance doesn't cover it either because it didn't damage anything. So getting it moved, you've just got to
do it yourself.
Or live with a tree on the side. On its side.
That, do you know what, though? We haven't really discussed this. It's utter shite. Like, yeah. Mother Nature was like, oh, I'm plucking this tree out and I'm going to hoy it out of there. It'll not hit your house. That's great. Thank you very much.
That is a direct quote from Mother Nature, by the way.
Yeah, but then it's like, well, who sorts that out to move it? Yeah. Or you do. Yeah. Wait, who pays for it?
Well,
I phoned
the house insurance and I was like, I have to get this all like portioned up and taken away or I can't get out of my drive. And they were like, all right, yeah, house insurance will cover it. And then the ringer's back and they're like, no, it doesn't. Bye. And I was like, okay, thank you. So, and then everyone, literally fucking everyone who sees it goes, oh, you got plenty of wood for your fire. It's pine.
Yeah.
It's pine and it's covered in sap.
Yeah.
It lines the chimney. It lines the chimney and it causes chimney fires. It is the most unburnable fucking wood. Oh, God. It might as well be polystyrene.
And then what would happen is you'd ring the house insurance and you'd say, we've had a fire. And they'd say, how did it happen? You go, we used the wrong type of wood on the fire. And they go, sorry, you can't claim.
Null and void.
And I'll go, do you know what? Take my name off that thing because it's fucking a load of bollocks. House insurance, car insurance, what a load of shite.
Yeah.
But still paid because you'll get put in prison. But anyway, will you get put in prison if you don't have house insurance?
Is this an audition for an insurance advert that you're doing? Because this is cracking this.
I don't know.
A load of shite. But still paid because you get the fast voice at the end. Still pays because you're putting more percent of your PR price.
The hashtag, this is not an ad. This is me. Well, you sort all that shit out, but well, house insurance and that. But because then, in the real world, right, everyone's like, yes, I've got house insurance, I've got this. Don't claim on it because then it'll get expensive. What's the point?
Yeah.
What is the point of having it? Because we live in a world where no one uses it because it goes up and I feel like we're all getting swindled and I fucking hate the government, but that's another thing.
God, gee, look, calm down. Let me tell you, it's Tuesday as we record. Let me just tell you quickly. Now, how genuinely aroused I was when the guys chopped the tree down and finished it off yesterday. It was one of the coolest things.
Is it worth the money then?
It was, no, absolutely not worth the money. It's ridiculous. It's extortionate, but it's got to be done. You know, they've got you over a barrel. They've got you over a tree stump, really.
Clearly. And now we're having to get the bloody thing, the whole thing done.
Yeah.
The whole garden done.
Now, because it's like, it looks like a war zone. It looks like a bomb dropped.
Terrific.
Anyway, the guys cut it down and literally... like the angled the stuff, and it's like put a sign, and they like tethered it to another bit of tree, and he like cut it because it was obviously half hanging onto the floor and half not, and he cut it, and it just like, you know, you're expecting like timber, it literally like lay it gently caressed down on the floor in the same kind of vein that I would put Rafe into his cot, like just like and I was like, that is fucking amazing. And then they cut another bit, and like the earth moved back, and the little stump stood back up, and I was like, that's fucking cool. And then because I'm an idiot, what I did was I was taking the bins out, right, and I walked past the stump, and I didn't realize, I thought there was a bloke standing there, right? I didn't realize what they'd done, because something about keeping it safe or whatever, so you can't, I don't know, it was something about making sure people know there's a stump there or whatever. They'd put a high-vis jacket just on the stump, and I thought it was a person, and I walked past from the bin. I went, I'm just taking the bins out to the stump.
To the tree.
And I was like,
this is what you've become.
I've lost my mind so much, I'm talking to a fucking tree stump.
You're talking the tree.
I was like, just take the bins out, mate.
A nice little plus side of the tree falling down, though, is that our neighbours have never seen the sunset out of one side of the house. Well, they've never seen the sunset from the house.
Never seen the sunrise.
And now the tree's gone, she can see the sunrise. So that's a lovely thing. That's a plus point.
In our kitchen in the morning, like a vampire when the sun hits her.
She's like, I keep thinking I've turned the light on. I don't. It's a natural light. And I'm like, that's lush. That's class. So there you go.
Good. I'm glad. It's definitely worth the thousands and thousands of pounds. I could have bought her a fucking lamp.
You mentioned there very, very slightly. This is totally, totally off topic. This is still the introduction, but you know what? We run this game. Yeah. We run this podcast.
Never say that again. Okay.
So you mentioned really briefly, this has got absolutely nothing to do with the tree, but you mentioned.
I don't want to hear it then. No, put the intro on. If it's not about trees, I don't want to know.
No, you said. Yeah. You said that the tree coming down was like when you put Rafe into his cot so gently.
Uh-huh.
You didn't mention the tree coming back up, though, and screaming and wanting to be picked up out of his cot.
Yeah, well, that was the stump coming back up. And just put a high-vis jacket on him.
Because that's my life at the minute. Yeah. My life is putting Rafe in his cot. He's asleep. He is fully asleep.
Yeah.
Putting him down for a split second, and then he rolls onto his side.
Sits
up. And he puts his arms back up, and you go...
He literally goes, you've put us down? Well, because you were asleep. He goes, well, not now. You've put us
down.
Fuck you think this is? Pick me up now, or I'm gonna go absolutely ballistic.
I'm gonna scream. I'll scream. Mom, look at me. Honestly, I will scream.
It is really annoying when he falls. And it's like he does that roll on the side, then like and hoists himself up and looks up at you and goes,
nah.
Yeah. Listen, Dad, I wasn't asleep enough.
Yeah.
Right? I wasn't asleep enough. So listen, pick us up now or there's gonna be fucking hell on.
Dad, you and me know we're gonna do this 10 more times, right? We're gonna do it 10 more times and then I will go to sleep. But listen, 10 more times, that's what it is.
Aye.
Oh God. Yeah. It's exhausting. Anyway, that's currently our life at the minute.
It's all good. And more about our life after we've done the sponsor and the intro.
Oh,
guys,
God.
Thank you for coming back. As always, it is episode 151. It is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Yeah.
This week's sponsor is...
Yeah.
Wearing slippers without socks. Ooh, hey.
Make your feet stink.
Want a half the life of your slippers?
Mm.
Mm, get them bad boys on round the house with no socks on.
Mm.
Ooh, go and take the bins out with them. Ooh, walk around in them. Ooh, sweating. Ooh, smells like someone's puked in them.
Yeah. Well, yours do. Mine don't.
Yeah, they do. You got to wear socks with them.
I always wear socks.
Yeah.
There's never a day goes by that I don't have a pair of socks on my feet.
Show off.
No, honestly.
all right, money bags. Look at this.
Someone's day in our reach.
Are you barefoot shaming our listeners? Because that is not on that.
No, I love socks. I had two pairs on yesterday.
I love
Couldn't get warm.
Two pairs of socks.
I've bought.
I got too restricted. I can't sleep in socks. It's not something I can do. It really upsets us.
Oh, I love sleep. Tucking me jammies in me socks. Oh. Beautiful.
You know how sexy it is at our bedtime, guys. She's got two pairs of socks on. The jammies are tucked in. Yeah, baby number three, imminent.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
can't,
not.
Can't keep me hands off her. Guys, you know what turns me on? Layers. Layers tucked into other layers. Oh, God. Come on.
Listen, you love my neck. You love the top of my neck. Behind my ears.
In between your high collared pajamas and your sleeping hat.
I'd fucking love a sleeping hat.
You would as well.
I would.
Right, get the jingle on. Let's
right,
crack
okay,
on.
Let's
on,
crack
come
on.
On. Time
right,
is money. Time is money. Come on. Come on.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle.
So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Good to have you back.
Yes.
As always.
Yes.
And as I've been listening to loads of podcasts lately.
What? How? What hours? You mean back to ones of ours?
No. Other ones.
There's no other
really depressing
There's
ones,
no
Chris.
No other podcasts.
No, but I just think when you're listening to a podcast, uh-huh. you kind of want to know that the people know that you're listening. So I just want everyone now who's listening to know that we know that you're listening.
What the fuck?
Just because sometimes I listen to a podcast and I'm like, they don't even know I'm here.
But...
Is that weird?
It's right. A little bit strange.
Okay.
It's a little bit strange. The same as when you're reading a book, the author doesn't know you're reading the book.
Yeah, I suppose. I just wanted everyone to know if you're on a walk, or you're having a run, or you're doing the dishes, or whatever you're doing.
Well, yeah, we talk to them quite often. We talk directly to the listener, and we, you know, we love you, and we thank you so much for listening and stuff. But yeah, like, that's a really strange... Is that because you listen to murder podcasts and weird shit, and you think, they don't know I'm listening?
Yeah, they're not even bothered. What? Yeah, they never say, hello, welcome back.
Right, yeah, welcome back.
Straight in with
the murder hour. Yeah, it doesn't really go, that's the thing, it doesn't really go with that brand of
fair
podcast.
Enough, fair enough.
Fucking all right. Hell.
Well, look at me, I'm
that's
not being funny.
Like, that's like a newsreader going, welcome back to the news, so nice to have you, thanks for watching. Like, just tell us the news and fuck off.
You haven't watched the news.
I've watched the news for years! It's fucking great!
Yeah, I know.
Great, absolutely great. Listen, speaking of news.
What?
Fish update. Coming right at you with a fish update.
Yeah.
This guy talking to you now, dear listener, talking right in your ear. The voice that you are hearing now is the voice of a tropical fish tank professional. Yeah. I took me water sample in to the pet shop. They tested it, and the exact words she used were that water.
Bit fishy.
No, it wasn't. She said that water is spot on.
Oh, you'd have loved.
Buzzing. I had to, honestly, I took that pod pack straight off her. She might have thought I was snatching. I was just having the erection. I was so proud of myself. I skipped back to the car. I couldn't believe me luck. Spot on water. So I'm going tonight to get some more fish. I'm going tonight to get a couple more fishies for the tank. Buzzing.
I hate that things like that get you absolutely. Oh, God.
What?
Just the fact that you even did that. Who
did what?
Who does that? Who gets a water sample of the fish?
Anyone who wants new fish.
No, people don't do it. People
yes,
just
you
go
do.
Buy the fish.
No,
and don't
you've
even...
got to take the water. Pets at home, big shout out. You've got to go and you've got to take the water sample so that they know that you're a healthy environment for the fish. So you're not just like, you know, bringing fish home by the fucking dozen and just drop them into a dirty tank and they're just
God
dying
forbid.
Straight away.
God forbid you nip to the blooming Tesco around the corner and buy a salmon.
Well, I'm not going to put a fucking...
cod. did you test the water of this before you hide it in your gob, did you?
That doesn't make any sense. That's food and pets you're getting mixed up with.
Yeah.
Right? Listen, my little fish downstairs, Bubbles and Candy, right? Mm. They're going to get some new friends tonight, and that's just because I've created such a lovely environment for them to live in. Have I whinged about it? Yes. Yes.
Multiple times.
Extensively.
Yes.
Am I absolutely sick of them? Yes. Would my life be easier if the pair of them just fucking died? Yes, 100%. But that doesn't... It's going to happen soon because
so
I've made such a good...
More?
So I'm going to buy some more to basically exacerbate the problem.
How many more?
As many as the letters. So there's a point system with the tanks, Rosie. What?
Oh, God!
I'm a fish guy, Rosie. So what non-fish people like or dries, as we call you.
What are you, a wetty?
I'm a wetty.
Right, I'm a dry.
You're a born dryer.
Well, I've talked about this, though.
Land,
I am getting
land lovers.
Drier as the days go on.
Oh, yeah,
it's me.
That'll be all the layers. basically, The each tank's got a point system, so each fish has got some points, so you're allowed sort of as many points for how many to fill up. Snails, 0 points. Prawns, little things, little crustaceans, 0 points. You have as many snails as you want in there. I've currently got 5. Do you want other names?
You haven't named them.
Yeah.
Right.
Gary, 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 and Gary.
Why? Like SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. So there you go.
Jesus.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how turned on are you now? By this
like
talk?
Minus 12.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Like honestly,
what if I took my pajamas and my socks? Would that get you going a bit more?
Probably.
Great.
Just do the fire later on, and then that'll turn us on a little bit.
What? Turn the fire on? Oh yeah, I've got loads of wood.
Put the fire on.
I've got loads of wood. Can't burn it. It's useless.
I've got a couple of things to tell you.
Excellent.
People
always
have been sending us stuff. Now, usually, whenever I'm doing the questions from the public, it's very much sort of stories and questions. Yeah. But people have sent some things, mm-hmm. and I ended up diving in a little bit deeper and actually looking at them. I thought you might find them interesting.
Always, let's go.
Hopefully you'll find them interesting listening as well.
Okay.
So, the first one I've got to tell you is, you might have heard about this, because I know that sometimes you're on the internet and blah de blah.
Yeah. Is this a local radio segment?
I feel like it might be.
Are we doing a segment?
Yes, but...
Oh, my God.
Is that bad?
I'm so excited. There's a segment?
No,
come
it's
on.
Just, it's just interesting
stuff. I found this online. A few people send this. You know, you might want to go. So bad.
Did you hear about the lass who's a TikToker, right? And she caught her boyfriend cheating on her. But you know how she caught him cheating?
How?
The boyfriend sent a photo to the girlfriend, right, mm-hmm. of a bed. He was away at work, right. and he sent a picture of the bed, right?
Right.
And saying, like, I wish you were here, I miss you so much, right?
Right.
It was a live photo. So the girl clicked on it, the live photo, and then in the corner of the screen, another woman pops up, jumping onto the bed.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's... spooky. Weirdly spooky.
It is weirdly spooky, but at the same time, it's like, whoa!
Is he a fucking idiot? Does he not know how to use phones?
I don't know, because would you think about that? Would you think, oh, this is a live photo? Like, I can understand how you would do that, but he got caught out.
So he was like, literally, I'll send a photo. Wow, what a snake.
He's
like, I'll take a photo of this bed,
but
I miss you so much. And the other lass is like, well, quickly take the photo when I want to dive in it and get rattled.
Yeah.
She took her pants into her socks. She was all ready for it.
Get rattled. That's awful.
That's what people who cheat on people say.
I know, don't talk like that. Christopher doesn't suit you.
Rattled.
Booked.
Smashing pasties.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of beard hair just fell off right in my mouth.
Listen, anybody who wants to have an affair with Chris, just remember all of these things.
Shoutmanandnod@gmail.com if you want to have an affair with Chris.
Fish guy.
Send a photo of you holding today's paper, right? Today's paper.
Why?
So I know that's exactly what you looked like then. Don't send really old ones.
Right, okay. Yeah. Do you want to hear another thing?
I'm totally joking.
That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So it was a live photo that you pressed on your door van. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Right,
so
wow.
So check your photos. Now I think everyone's going to be going back in their phones and checking photos that have been sent if it's live.
Well, I mean, that's a isolated incident, though, isn't it? Like, the girl that's cheating on you with just runs and dives on.
Yeah.
There's a moment where he went, right, hold on 2 seconds. Like, I'm just going to send a photo of this and just send some bullshit to the girlfriend. Yeah. You get out of frame. And then he's man.
I know, not nice.
Nah, not nice at all.
Nah. Next one.
Right.
Okay, so somebody sent me this. In you know how Facebook Marketplace, we've been talking about it quite
fantastic.
A lot, right?
Love it.
In Manchester, some lady, right, called Karen.
Great.
She's put on our Facebook Marketplace. Hi, my name is Karen. I upcycle dead squirrels I found in Fulton Park.
Sorry. All I heard was upcycle dead squirrels.
Upcycle dead squirrels, right? Perfect holders for pens, cutlery, etc. My husband uses the heads for golf, so nothing gets wasted.
Sorry.
There's pictures, Chris. Do you want to see a picture?
How is he using a head for golf?
Because she cuts the head off. So look, do you want to see?
Yeah. No.
Right, I'm going to explain it to you. So the little squirrel's dead, right? She sits the squirrel up. She puts inside the body, she puts like a plastic tube so that the squirrel's sat up but hasn't got a head. She adds little glittery little things around its head and its paws.
Fuck
so it puts
off.
Its paws together. Do you want to see?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Fuck. No. £10 each, it says there.
Well,
two.
Right, okay. £10 each or two for £35. That's not good, is it? That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all.
No.
£10 each or two for 35.
That's the worst. That's worse maths than I do.
Can I buy one and then can I buy another one? Because I'm saving 15 quid if I do that.
No, that'll be £35. But it's two. But they're £10. No. That's the deal.
Three separately would be 30. But she's doing two for... that is fucking the stuff of nightmares.
It's harrowing, isn't it?
That is the stuff of nightmares. And what's he using for golf?
The heads.
What do you... Right. This is the third time I've asked you. What's he using the heads for?
It's like
don't
his
say
balls.
Golf.
It's golf balls.
He can't be. This is
nothing gets
be
wasted.
What kind of golfer uses? What you got? You got a Titleist? You got a Wilson? What you got? Oh, I've got a squirrel's head. You might have to knock a couple more on me handicap because you know if the wind catches one of the eye sockets, it'll hook. What?
Like.
This has got to be a wind-up.
So imagine you went golfing with someone and they pulled out pulled out squirrel heads.
There is no fucking way this is real. I'm looking at it now. There is no way on this earth that this is real.
It is. It's there.
Look at the fucking...
It's in Manchester.
The squirrels are basically hollowed out. Yeah. You know what the worst bit is? It's the crossing of the arms.
Yeah, it's the look like...
The little squirrels' arms are crossed.
Sat in assembly.
The look like they're getting their photo taken at a wedding. They look like blokes getting the photo taken at a wedding, but they've got no head. And there's just a gaping hole.
Yeah.
Passes a pen. Where's your pens? In this drawer. No, they're in... Can you see that decapitated squirrel over there? That's where I keep my pens. Because I'm a serial killer.
Where's your pen? Cutlery?
Cutlery!
Oh, God.
That'll put you off. That'll put you off your fish and chips. Just grabs a steak knife out of the squirrel's...
carcass.
Fuck me. Oh, awful, God, I hate everyone. I hate everyone and I love everyone at the same time.
I kind of think that's real.
I think it's got to be bonnet. How is he... Again, my husband uses the heads for golf.
So nothing gets wasted?
But that's not... But
Listen, I'm personally quite glad there's not just loads of squirrel heads around.
What do you mean nothing gets wasted? Like, just found them dead. What do you mean? What does she mean nothing gets wasted? It's already dead.
I want to know how these have died, though, because... They look quite intact. Very muscly.
They're not muscly. There's a fucking jaw inside them.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant their arms. But then they're good at climbing trees and that squirrels, aren't they? So they are quite
not
muscly.
Ones. Fuck me.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So I've got something to tell you, actually.
Okay.
I took our son swimming the other day. Mm-hmm. We go to a swimming pool near where we live. The waves in it are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I hadn't been in a wave pool for years, but there's one near us, and the waves are phenomenal. Harrowing.
Mm.
Traumatic is probably the word I would use for how
high the waves. Well, do you remember
the
waves at the leisure centre?
In Shields. Shields, yeah.
Where they used to be. Do you remember there was a corner of the swimming pool near the shallow end, and everybody, there'd be about 40 kids in this one little corner just getting absolutely
so me
battered.
And Robin have found a similar corner in this other place,
right, okay.
But I'm talking 12 foot waves here. Talking they are fucking huge. Yeah, you can jump into it, like it can go right over your head, you can go underneath it,
right?
Like it's the batter you. They're incredible. Right, okay. You're knackered by the end of it, right?
I'm glad I didn't take Rafe. I was gonna come with Rafe.
I told you not to take him. I said when the waves run, you're gonna have to go and sit in the shallow end because they are fucking mad, right? So Robin just puts his goggles on, he's just and he's in them, and I like grab him. Like he goes right under and I pick him up and he goes, "Get off, I'm fine." And I'm like, "Okay," but you know, you can't tell because he's not facing us.
Yeah.
We're coming out of the waves and we're walking across the pool, and some bloke sort of stopped us and he went, "Hey," he went, "that is a brave little boy you've got there."
Because
obviously Robin's just not afraid of anything straight in the waves. And I went, "Oh yeah," I went, "he's got no fear," like, and we're walking in the shallow end. And I said to Robin, I said, "Did you hear what that man said about you?" And he went, "About me?" Mm-hmm. I went, yeah, he just said that's a really brave little boy because we're in the waves. And Ron went, "Oh, I thought he was just talking about your podcast."
Oh, no, he didn't.
Little tosser.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, pizza bills that, you little shit. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the podcast.
Did he not call it our podcast? Like, he feels that he's part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you know he wants to come on stage?
Yeah, he's so that was particularly hurtful. When we were in the
car
the other day, and he said, "Next time you do the pod," so he means the live shows. He said, "Next time you do the podcast, can I come and do the podcast?" And he means the live shows.
Yeah, he even promised he would put on smart clothes because I'm really having a battle with him at the minute.
He just wears shorts constantly.
He just wears shorts, and he just wants to wear everything that's Sonic or Blumen. What else?
Well, your man bought him some extremely stylish black and green Xbox
pants.
Joggers.
Oh,
so he always wants to wear his Xbox joggers. We're a PlayStation 5 house, which upsets us.
Yeah.
But
he promised he would dress smart.
He actually said,
"Mommy, I'll dress smart if I can come on the stage." And then what did I say?
You said, which is really upsetting, you said that we're not doing the podcast live for a while again. We haven't got anything booked in.
Mm-hmm.
But Daddy's doing his stand-up tour soon, so you can go on the stage with Daddy. Yeah. And he said he didn't want to.
Yeah, he said, "No, thanks."
He said, "No, I want to know the podcast, not Daddy's show. I want to do the podcast."
That was quite bad. Well, honestly, that was...
I feel like the audience are the same, to be fair. I feel like they're like, you know, they're like, "We'll go and see him do stand-up, but we'll wish it was the podcast."
Well, can we use one of your shows up here and just pretend it's one of our shows and he can come on for a bit?
Mm.
He's adamant-like.
No, it's very hurtful. Very, very hurtful.
Did you hear? It
was up there with when he started seeing me fart stink.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the joke
he did, though? I said, "What are you going to do when you go on stage?" He said, "I'll tell a joke."
Right.
I went, "Go on then." Do you remember it?
Something about cows.
Oh, it was utter shit. It was shit. It was like,
wow.
Why
wow,
no, but it
guys.
Was like, I was like, "You can't come on that. You can't come on stage with that." Like, It was something. Why did the cow? Why did the cow cross the road? See his.
No, no. It was something. Cow, like, why did the car? Why did the car? Why did the car break into? Why did the cow break into the car or something? And it was to give it some milk. And I went, oh, I thought you were going to say it because he was a criminal.
Mm.
And he went, no. I went, that's actually it. Off the top of my head, with the subject matter you provided me with, that's actually not a bad joke, Robin. Yours was utter fucking gobbledygook.
Yeah, they'll not laugh. Kid. Yeah. They'll not laugh.
Jesus. But I am on tour, by the way. February, yeah, it starts again. February, March, April. So yeah, tickets on sale. Most of them are sold out, but there's the odd few. Yeah, on my website. So if you want a bit of that,
looking forward to my breakdown.
You're looking forward to your breakdown while I'm away?
Can't wait.
Good, yeah, yeah. But you promised not to phone us whinging, so that's good. You can't phone us whinging.
I can't promise. I can't promise.
You have to. I can't answer the phone. I can't answer the phone if you're going to whinge. I can't answer the phone if you're going to whinge. There's nothing I can do.
I can't not
when I'm
at
the other end of the country and you're like, I'm tired. I'm like, oh, why don't you conserve your energy and not fucking whinge to me on the phone? Eh?
Two kids.
Oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh.
Hello, Chris.
I never know who's going to turn
oh,
up.
Oh, hello, pet. It's just me, Belinda.
Hiya.
Hiya. I'm just here dead quickly. Basically, Rosie's mum is Mister's.
Right.
And she made a little hint the other day that I think Sandra thinks the podcast's shit.
Right.
Without the beefs.
Right.
So she loves to just make a comment of, you haven't done them for a while.
Right, okay.
And you know, and where are they? So I'm here right. for Sandra.
Great.
Ungrateful little cunt that she is. Oh, she also made a comment that I swear, that Rosie swears too much, sorry.
All right, yeah.
Rosie swears too
what
much.
A fucking
and
dick.
Seeing as this isn't Rosie, she can fuck off.
So just to peel back the curtain here and break the fourth wall completely and really, really sort of dissect what's happening
right.
here. Your character of Belinda
yes.
has turned up at the request, at the sort of passive aggressive under the breath request of Sandra
yes.
To just appease her and slag her off.
Yes,
right, okay.
All in
okay.
one.
Oh, God.
Anyway. You all right?
I'm fine, yeah.
Aye, good.
Yeah,
nice good. To hear from you.
Yeah.
Missed
yes.
you, actually.
All right,
missed
no,
you.
I have, yeah.
Missed you a lot.
Yeah, I haven't, yeah.
Been an eye.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, I bet I can.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Right.
Are you happy fucking Sandra?
Such a weird
fucking... Okay, bye.
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 Such a weird podcast. Yeah, that was a phone hanging up, yeah.
Yeah, so my mum made a comment that the beefs aren't on regular enough.
Jesus.
I was like, Mum, I think you're the only one who enjoys them.
No, they were good on the tour. They did make an appearance on the tour.
They did.
And that was good. I told you, didn't I? I went through the drive-thru at McDonald's and a lovely guy came out, leant out the window of the drive-thru.
Every time you mention McDonald's, I just want a McDonald's.
You've got a problem. I went through the drive-thru and a lovely lad, Simon Side McDonald's, said he'd been at the show.
When was this?
A couple of weeks ago.
I went
to McDonald's
that?
Breakfast. I was dropping. What did I do? Oh, I was dropping Rafe off at my mum and dad's.
You love a McDonald's without me.
Because you don't like a breakfast. I've got to wait to go to McDonald's with you to get a breakfast. I've got to go 10:59. I've got to order me sausage and egg McMuffin, and then I've got to wait a minute, and then I've got to order your Big Mac
yeah.
at 11 in the morning.
Fair enough.
Like a fucking animal. Who's eating burger and chips at 11 in the morning? Get in the bin.
This bitch.
Get in the bin. he couldn't get his, the lad, bless him, couldn't get his head around how the beefs were on the tour.
What do you mean?
People saw the tour, you know, the beef came on the big screen and we interacted with mm-hmm. them. Couldn't get his head around.
And really?
I couldn't explain it to him quick enough. There was a queue of cars behind us.
Right.
But he couldn't get it. He was like, well, she was on stage and they were there. And I was like, man, it's...
was he fully dressed?
bless him, he couldn't get his nut round.
Was he on the tills?
Next time, mate, if I come in, right, as you spot us, I'll sit you down and I'll properly explain
okay.
to you how we did it. But it, well, you know,
can I come in
not,
dressed
like
as one of the beefs?
I think he'd die. it wasn't, like, we're not Darren Brown. It was a simple video and a script. You know, but yeah, thanks for coming, mate.
Love you. What's your beef?
My beef with you is...
You can't have many left.
No, I do. And it's something that you do, which, you know, you asked earlier on if you're going to be like our mams. You are, and there's already little things you do that are like an old, annoying old woman thing.
Brilliant.
And one of them is...
They'll love that. They'll love that you call them annoying old women.
Yeah, no, both of them are.
Uh-huh.
Especially Sandra. I know you're listening. My mum doesn't. Right? Does me tits in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting on your phone or you're sitting on your laptop
mm-hmm.
and you're getting something off Amazon, you will turn to me and you'll go, Chris, I'm just on Amazon. Do you want anything? Like it's a shop you've gone to. Like you've gone, like I'm popping to the supermarket. Do you want anything? That makes sense. Amazon is there on the phone constantly. It's just there.
But will they not put them all in the same box?
Very fucking rarely. Right. I've got like SD cards in boxes from Amazon that you would get a fucking fridge in. Right. Like it's actually insane sometimes the way they operate. But you ask us like it's a shop you're at.
But what's wrong with that? I'm on the website.
But it's just so weird. Like I can't just open my phone and quickly get whatever I want off Amazon. You're like, I'm here. I've made the trek through the elements to Amazon, and I'm at the Amazon. Is there anything you need while I'm at the Amazon? Fucking just shut up. I'll get whatever I want on my phone. Just get whatever you want.
I'm just trying to be helpful and ask you while I'm there.
No, it's irritating. It's just annoying. It's an annoying trait that I feel is going to get worse as you get older. You're nearly as bad as Tony ringing up Jeff and asking what's cracking.
Poor Tony. my beef with you, right? You insist on driving.
Yes.
Right, which I find irritating.
I just like driving. Which because of my job, I get driven around a lot in my job, and I like driving. I
like driving as well, though.
Right, well.
But you just insist on driving. You're like, oh, man, I'll drive.
It's nothing to do with gender. That's not
It's all to do with gender.
That is sexist. It is. To say that it's about gender, that I think it's about gender, is sexist.
No, it is. No, but, well, men in general just insist on driving, and it's infuriating. Yes, they do.
No.
Well, next time we're out in the car, let's count how many blokes are driving with a woman in the seat, right?
Well, maybe women are just lazy.
No.
And they like being
driven
around.
Because blokes insist on driving. You insist
on it.
You do.
Not if I've had a pint. Sometimes I like you to drive so I can have a drink. Hey,
even worse.
Twice in your life, I've let you drive me around for 9 months straight while I've sat in the passenger seat pissed.
Pregnant. Well, I was pregnant. Great. Anyway, this is me beef. Yeah. So you insist on driving, right? Fair enough, whatever. You drive. Yeah. And then you get out, we go somewhere, and you get out the car and you take the key with you.
Right.
And I'm in the car, alarm goes off.
Yes.
Can't move when people need to be in the spaces.
Right, yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. Because you've just naffed off. You've got no, like, you don't think things through. So if I was driving, I'd be like, I'm going to get out, here's the keys. Right. You don't think that. You're just in your own little...
What are you giving the keys to the passenger for?
Because I can drive. It happened at the petrol station. It's happened a few times at the petrol station where you've filled up the tank and you've got out with your key and I'm sat there and you've ended up browsing around the shop.
Hey, petrol station's got better and better and better.
I know, but there's a massive queue and I'm sat here going, I could move this car, but you've took the keys.
Well, yeah.
Because
I know what you're referring to. You're referring to the time just before Christmas where you came, may have even been Christmas Eve, you came into the petrol station screaming my name like a mad woman. I was over buying a loaf of bread and you were like, all I heard was like, Chris, and I like ran to the thing and I was like, what? Like I thought the car was on fire and you're like, you took the key.
Yeah, because I was just more annoyed.
Everyone in the petrol station was staring. It was mortifying.
That came from the annoyance of you insisting on driving and then fucking off with a key.
You know what it is? I don't know why I even insist on driving, because you are the worst fucking passenger.
Because I'm a better driver than you.
None, the worst passenger in the world.
I'm a better driver than you.
I am.
Admit it.
You're not a better driver.
Do you want to also admit, while we're here,
here we go.
Do you want to admit that you like my car better than yours?
I do not like your car.
Why do you insist on driving my car
I don't insist on driving it. Just sometimes if I'm doing something. I've been driving your car a lot recently. Where have I been going?
I don't know.
The tip. If I'm going to the tip, I take the messiest shithouse of a car that isn't looked after. I could literally take manure, like in Back to the Future, to somewhere in your car and it wouldn't really make a difference from the interior of the car. It is disgusting. I took a full thing of glass to the bottle bin the other day in your car because you can't smell it. You'd be able to smell it in my car because my car's immaculate, but yours is absolute. Do you know there's a fucking melted Mauam in the back door compartment of your car on Robin's side? A full melted fucking Mauam. It's disgusting. It's like lava. Horrible.
I just don't trust people with clean cars.
You don't trust people with clean cars?
Nah.
What kind of crack is that?
Just weird.
It's weird.
Mine's not that bad. I've seen worse cars than mine. Mine's lived in. Yours.
Right. The only worst cars I can imagine are yours is ones that have been abandoned with dead bodies in.
No,
the fucking
don't
woods.
Even. He's painting it. This is it's because terrible. This is because his car is so, so clean. It's ridiculous. And my car is not that dirty, but you're making it out. You're trying to make me out like a slob.
You could eat off any
here.
Surface in my car.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You could do it on mine, but you might get a bit poorly.
I've even got a separate compartment in the front of my bonnet where I put takeaways so that it doesn't stink my car out. I drive them home.
Right, good. Good for you.
Yeah, good for me. Yeah, good for me. Yeah, good for me. Jealous. Your car's not better than mine.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmoudinoid@gmail.com. Send it.
Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, and also, please keep rating and subscribing and all of that fucking shit that podcasters say.
Well, do you know, as a podcast listener, sometimes I forget to subscribe. When I'm listening to a show, I forget to subscribe to the show. Mm-hmm. And then you stop listening and you go back to listen and the episode's gone. Unless you subscribe to it, it won't just go back onto it. Does that make sense? It disappears.
Nope, doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but okay.
As a non-podcast listener.
I don't listen to any podcasts.
I can't believe that, you know.
I listen to a couple now and then, but I just wish I had time. I just wish I had time.
You
can sit and you are getting ready and you've always got a podcast on while you're getting ready. I could never listen to one while I'm getting ready, because while I'm getting ready, all that's happening is I'm constantly being shouted at by you for taking too long to get ready in the 3 minutes that you've allocated for me to get ready after you've just took an hour and a half.
Listen.
So it's not really any time in my life where I can listen to a podcast. And I don't... And weirdly,
stop it. No,
I used to listen
to really
a lot...
passive-aggressive this episode. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Why are you reaching across the table?
Because I love you and I don't want you...
I don't want to hold your hand. It's weird. No, go on. I'm joking. You make out
like you are so needy in real life. Behind these scenes, behind these doors, you are the neediest bloke I've ever known in my life. But you come on here and you give it the biggins and you're like, don't want to hold your hand.
People respect me.
You
for
cling
the bullshit,
on me.
For the bullshit. I don't cling on you.
You bloody do. I'm
just absorbing your warmth.
I'm a very warm person.
Because I'm only fucking layers. I am. Oh, do you know what I've done as well today?
What have you done?
I bit the side of my mouth when I was eating.
No.
Fucking, what a pathetic thing. Have I talked about before how sad it is that sometimes we will just start chewing our own fucking insides because we're idiots?
Like, by accident,
Yeah, by accident, but for fuck's sake.
It's like biting your tongue and that as well.
I wonder if animals
it?
Do it. Is anything in the animal kingdom that accidentally bites it? Like, I've never seen a lion go, fuck.
They're really hard though, so they probably don't even know.
Mm.
You've seen some of them videos. There's a video in the minute on Instagram. It was a
I'm
while
still
ago.
Holding hands. It's weird. Sorry. My hand's getting clammy.
All right. there was a video on Instagram where this bloke has like these tropical pigs. Is that our tropical pigs? No. What the called?
Right, there was nearly fucking... I took a drink of juice there. There was nearly juice on... Tropical
Not
pigs?
Not tropical pigs, but what the called? The pigs...
Look, I don't know if that's right or not.
Not your run-of-the-mill pigs,
I don't know if that's right or not, but tropical pigs is one of the funniest things I've heard anyone
Well, they're
say.
Not the run-of-the-mill pigs. They're not just like the pink pigs. They're like, they've got good horns and all that shit and like...
Tropical
anyway,
pig.
They're
I'm just going to have to Google tropical pigs just in case.
I don't think
if it's a thing, I'm so
pigs.
Happy.
There might be, you never know. Isn't there some pigs that in the water in the Bahamas and that?
Yeah, so I've typed in tropical pigs and it's just photos of pigs swimming. And the top, it says, people also ask, are the pigs in the Bahamas okay?
Oh.
I don't know why they're asking if they're okay.
Oh, goodness knows. Probably blooming.
Oh, there was a storm. Right, so there was a storm in the Bahamas and people are asking if the pigs are okay.
Right, okay.
Right, okay, I get it.
Anyway, no, they're not in hot country pigs. These are in like countryside pigs, but they look hard as fuck. Right.
Sorry, so you just
I'm just, I just want to tell you the story. I don't know what the pig is.
So you mean, right, so you
is
mean...
Is it a pig? I don't know. I'm questioning everything now.
So you mean it's not a run of, it's not the, your run-of-the-mill, you know, pink pig.
Old MacDonald had a farm, yeah. It's not
that
like that.
Pig get in a farm.
It's
like
a huge, hard, rough pig.
Right. So, but
you, boar,
but
a
you
boar,
went,
is
but
it
you
a
went
boar?
With the word tropical.
I don't know.
Did you mean wild?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Right.
Like a boar, like
right,
a wild
yes.
boar,
okay,
like what killed Robert Baratheon in Game of Thrones.
Right. Yes. Right.
Jesus
I don't,
Christ.
Any, look, listen.
Tropical pigs.
There's a video online and this bloke goes around. Oh, it might be a woman. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Oh,
only,
my God.
I only saw their hands.
Oh, my God. So we... Sorry. We have just started. Since the beginning, you barreled straight in with, there's a man on Instagram and he's got these tropical pigs. Then you said, I don't know if they're tropical pigs. Then you said, they're not the ones in the Bahamas. Then you said, they're not pink. Then you said, it might be a boar. It's just not a normal pig. Then you said, it might not be a pig. And then you've said, it might not be a bloke. What are you trying to say? Because this
right.
is like talking to a
so
five-year-old.
This animal, basically, they just get like bits of wood stuck in their blooming mouth and that, and they survive. But then he's pulling it out, and they're just hard. So
right.
I'm just seeing animals put up with a lot more than we do. Like, he's like gouging bits of.
I don't think any animal could put up with how painful this conversation is. I think an animal would have died halfway through this conversation because this is pain. This
right.
is real pain. This.
Don't you talk.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll find the video for you.
I know I'm married. Fucking need
it was
a
dead.
Out.
It was about 6 minutes long.
I all right, aye, yeah. And you managed to make it longer. You managed to make telling us about it longer. Fucking trouble.
Look at horses, pigs. Though. Look at horses. Like, if right. you think of horses' hooves, because they get the horseshoes on.
Right.
Have you ever seen when they're just scraping bits of, like, skin off their hooves?
Yeah. But the hoof's like a fingernail, like they can't
yeah,
feel
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, it's just crazy though, isn't it?
But no, because it's like a fingernail. It's like it's not a part of the body that the horse can feel. It's the hoof.
Mm. But still though,
still though. That's like you going, did you see that woman, man? She got all her hair cut off. That must have hurt. Doesn't hurt.
Right. Not me. Okay. Looks painful.
Oh, fucking hell.
I don't know much about animals, okay?
Was it a horse? Was it a hoof? Oh, can you read
yes,
still?
Yes, I can.
Read some questions.
Okay, here's a
Jesus
question.
Christ. Here's you're a not, question. Rosie, you know what? You're not that stupid. You're not.
I don't
but, do you know what's really annoying? Because
it's
on
not
this podcast.
Stupid. No, because people, I know that people will listen to this and go, yeah, I know what you mean.
Right. So, yeah.
So I don't feel
do you know
stupid at all.
Do you know what's really
I'm
frustrating for me? It's like you sort of. You say that I'm on the podcast, that I'm more needy in real life and all that. And, you know, the podcast is a bit of a performance, but this is, you know, what you see is sort of almost 100% what you get with the podcast. But sometimes me and you will have an argument, like a married argument life about just marriage and life and, you know,
right.
stresses, and we'll
yeah.
start arguing. You fucking tie me in knots. Like, it's like arguing with a fucking lawyer sometimes, and you just like, and you recall things from ages ago, and you just ties and knots, and you're going, oh, you said that, but you meant this, and I'm like, bang to rights, dumbfounded, going, sorry, I'm wrong. And then on here, you kind of, you fucking don't even know what a pig is. Like, do you know how embarrassing it is when we're downstairs in the kitchen having a real married life argument, and you fucking bang to rights as I rest me case, and I'm like, a couple of days ago, she fucking didn't know what a horse's hoof was. And now she's just made us apologise.
Oh. Yeah, because it's stuff that, you know, you don't. I'm not being funny. When you're growing up, you learn how to argue. You don't learn about fucking hooves on a horse.
You must have went to the fucking Hogwarts of arguing, because recently you've been tying me in knots in this house, honestly.
It's not. Chris is not that. It's because you've been absolutely wrong on most things. got nothing to do with my arguing skills.
You've got like a black belt in arguing. I reckon I'm a white belt with a couple of
red stripes.
I watch
a lot of Real Housewives. You do know that though, don't you? They're really good at arguing.
Oh, fucking horrible. Right, yeah. Howie, that's
right,
not
Right, okay, listen to this, right. Oh. Hi, Rosie and Chris. At the time of writing this, it is the 16th of January. What's the date of the day?
Fucking
hell. It's not far off that,
yeah,
is it?
It's the 18th of day as we record this, so that's two days ago.
My neighbour, in brackets, backing onto my garden, still has their Christmas tree up.
No fucking way.
Lights on as well.
Wow.
Each night this month, when I've closed the bedroom curtains, I can see the tree on, fully lit up, with my neighbour sitting next to it. I've reached a level of crazy where I've tried looking through the binoculars to see if she's alive, but there's no movement. My question is, should I knock on the door to check she's still alive, or am I crazy and she's just lazy and leaving the tree up? I've never spoken to her before. I don't know what I'd say if she opened the door other than... Do you need help taking your tree down, or is it staying up until next Christmas?
That would be so passive aggressive. What you'd have to do is
I'm sure we got something similar to this last year as well, though. I'm sure that somebody sent something quite late on in the year, later than this, saying that somebody still had the tree up, and it just got me thinking: like, is there still people now with a tree up?
Well, the world's a weird place at the minute, so if you get joy from leaving your Christmas tree up, then that's absolutely fair enough. I was about to say I'm not judging you, but I am judging you. It's weird as fuck. But you'd have to. My point is, you couldn't knock on it if you've never spoken to her.
No.
And you're knocking on the door, and she opens the door. Fine, you know, Santa hat on, Christmas jumper, offers you a mince pie.
Check the horse playing in the background. Yeah.
It's dumbfounded when you don't start singing a carol.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to think of a backup story.
Yeah.
Because you can't just go, oh, sorry, I was just not going to make sure you weren't dead because your Christmas tree's still up, you lazy bitch.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? You would have to go, oh, ball's gone over your garden. Just kick a ball over our garden. Kick a ball over our garden,
well, maybe,
and then go and knock on the
maybe
door.
Maybe it's like, do you remember when we chatted about when the person just decorates for different times of the year?
Yeah,
maybe they're doing that.
Yeah, well, they haven't decorated. They need to do something else.
I get really sad when the tree's up after Christmas.
Rosie, you know what will help you?
What?
You know what's in the supermarket now?
What?
Easter eggs.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There people complain about Easter
that's
coming
the
early.
That's the only thing you like coming early, isn't it? It's the only one. You would.
I kind of like you coming early sometimes, if I can't be bothered. So, Easter, Chris, babies. What else do I like to come early? Clothes, deliveries.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Me tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Drinks, orders. They're quite good to come early.
Yeah.
Should we talk about... totally nothing to do with Christmas trees. Should we talk about when me mum and me auntie and me uncle were out for drinks? The lady at the pub.
Love that, yeah.
We'll not mention the pub because it's not their fault. Yeah. But the lady behind the bar. So me mum, me auntie and me uncle went for drinks a couple of weeks ago. Saturday, it was during the day because I got no jobs.
Heads are falling out.
They got grown-up kids. So they went in this bar. And they got to the bar, and my mum was like, oh, I'll have such and such. And then she turned around to my auntie. She went, what do you want? My auntie was like, oh, I'm not too sure. And my auntie said, I'll have this. And then she spoke to my uncle, and then he was making up his mind. So she said to the lady behind the bar, well, just be a minute. And so my auntie turned to my uncle and said, what would you like? And then he decided. And she turned back, and she went, oh, could we have two red wines, please? And the woman went, too late, and walked off. Too late?
I still respect it, weirdly, in a way.
Too late.
Too late. Can I take your order? 2 seconds, we're deciding. Right, we've decided. Too late! Walked off.
Awful, that is.
I weirdly respect it as well. And I love
that
your mum said, I just find it funny. Like, sometimes real asshole behaviour like that, it goes, for me, it sometimes goes past annoyance to the point of where I'm quite entertained by it, and I think it's quite funny. But your mum said to me that on the way out, she said, she stopped some young girl who worked there on the way out and said, who's the manager? And she went, well, I'm the, like, deputy manager or whatever. And she complained about the one behind the bar, and I was like, I guarantee the one behind the bar was the manager. And you've told her underling, and her underling's just got nothing, no comeback. Oh, very funny.
I'd love that done it to me.
Yeah.
If I was in the right kind of... Too late!
Well, it's that thing of... If I was... That's the kind of thing I would say. I would say too late. I would turn away. Then I would turn back and be like, I'm joking. What do you want? But the fact that you just kept walking... I mean, you know. You've always... I always go on the edge of, like, that person might be having a really bad day. But it's funny, though.
There's having a bad day, and then there's just... I've worked in retail, and I've worked in bars and restaurants, and... You know, I've had people click at me when I worked at a pub.
Oh, wow, that's
and
good.
That, I mean, that was infuriating.
Oh, clicking's
great. I didn't serve them for a long, long time.
Yeah,
but
you wouldn't, would you?
But me, they weren't being rude. They were just choosing what they wanted to drink. And I know this pub, it won't have been heaven. Like, not on a Saturday afternoon. No, and I just, yeah, it's bad crack that though.
Can you remember, like, am I going to sound like an old fuddy-duddy here, but can you remember standing like fucking 10 deep at a bar, waiting to get the barman's attention to get a fucking triple vodka Red Bull or something?
Horrible.
Oh, I know. I was thinking about vodka Red Bull the other day.
Yeah.
Is there a worse drink on the planet? If I think long enough about vodka Red Bull, I think I can give myself indigestion.
Yeah, that is awful.
Give myself heartburn.
There was a girl I knew who used to drink like Dooleys and Coke.
Sorry?
Dooleys.
The fuck is a Dooleys?
Well, it was like a liqueur. Like a,
have you made that up?
No, it was like an Easter egg liqueur. Talking of Easter, weirdly. It was a...
I'm going to have to Google this. Dooleys.
So was it chocolate? I can't remember. And then she used to have it with Coke.
Are you sure?
And it like curdled, yeah.
Dooleys. There it is. Dooleys toffee. Oh, man. Of course. It looks like it's got the same colours as cream egg.
Yes. Right. There you go.
Yeah.
She used to have that with Coke. That's
fucking hell. She might as well have a fucking glass of melted ice cream.
Yeah, that's horrific. Horrific drink.
She wasn't pissed. She was on a sugar buzz. Fuck me.
So that, I think that's quite a bad
Dooleys
drink.
Dooleys and Coke. Can I have a pint of honey, please? Thank you. Yes.
With a bit of fizz.
Just stand the straw up in it. Drinking like a fucking McDonald's milkshake.
Yeah, but vodka Red Bull. Not great, is it?
Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. You ever heard of TVRs?
No.
Tequila, what? Vodka Red Bull.
Oh.
Horrendous.
Oh, no.
Absolutely horrendous. Yeah. I had one night out on them one. That was the night where I was going on holiday the next week.
And you vomited in your suitcase.
Yeah, I already had all my stuff in the suitcase and I hoid up out the side of my bed and all in the suitcase, yeah. Two worst places I've hoid up that my mum will never let us forget.
Mm.
One on the suitcase, white shirt on top of it, just all over that. And once I opened my bedroom window, and I was sick on my bedroom window, but there's a little roof there.
Oh, jeez.
So there was just loads of sick on the roof and I had to get up the next day and hose it off.
Oh, so I vomited in my bed once.
In your bed?
In my bed. Wow. That was quite bad. And it was a bunk bed, but it didn't go through. Kate was underneath.
Ah, she would have hit the fucking roof. Ah, if you'd hide down on Kate. Oh, man, that would have been amazing.
Sick of our life, just.
Yeah. Shout out all the teenagers being sick in your own beds. Watch what you're doing. Lie on your side.
You're going to be sick. Just go to the toilet. If you feel sick, you're going to be sick.
The
so
minute
just
you
go
lie
to
down
toilet.
And that room starts spinning, just go and sleep in the bath.
Go and
sleep in the bath because it's happening.
Many times I have, when they talk about hugging a toilet,
yeah.
I have done that. There's nothing, it's really, I haven't done it for years. Touch wood, I have not vomited from
touch
drink
wood,
for
yeah.
years.
Being sick is the worst.
Last
time I was sick from, 2020.
You do it quite often.
No, 2020 was the last time I was sick from drink. Me and Carl went out, when they eased everything, me and Carl were like, the pubs are open. Carl fell asleep on a park bench on his way home.
Is that the night when you were just saying sorry all the time?
That was after
the Global Awards.
That's my default. Yeah, that Global Awards.
Did you vomit then? You vomited then as well?
Twice in 2020.
Twice in 2020? You, honestly.
That was after the Global Awards, when we won Best Podcast at the Global Awards. That was the night of 4 p.m. white. That was 10 a.m. baby, 10 a.m. my darling. Went back to the hotel, sick all night, still vomiting about 3 o'clock, jumped in the car, went and presented the One Show.
Yeah.
business like show business. Next on the One Show.
I seen that Boris Johnson stolen me saying again.
What's he stolen?
Well, he hasn't stolen it. Maybe it's the papers. Wine time, baby.
Wine
time. Friday. So apparently, we're having
Friday
wine time.
Yeah, yeah.
While we were all,
scared
for our lives. That's
twice.
Waving at people through windows.
Yeah,
they were having Friday wine time.
Of course the fuck were. Bunch of cunts.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. After listening to episode 61, I had an email in.
Holy shit.
I can't remember what it was.
Take it back now, y'all. Yeah. No idea.
I'm a bit of a dick and often go out of my way to wind up my mum and dad.
Love it.
They used to run a social club where I also worked behind the bar. For no reason whatsoever, I decided to convince a group of regulars that my dad was in fact my stepdad and that my biological father was none other than Rick Parfitt from the band Status Quo.
Jesus.
Am I pronouncing that right? I don't know how it's
said. Parfitt maybe, but I don't know his name.
From
I'm just
Status Quo.
Guessing by what you've said that it might be that, but I don't know.
With Status Quo, rocking all over the world.
Oh, I have to
and I like it.
Shut the fuck up, please.
Whoa, rocking all over the world.
Oh,
yeah?
I don't know. Status Quo, yeah. Whatever you want. Yeah, rocking all over the world. Yeah, yeah, good. And it looks like it would be Rick Parfitt.
Yes. Yeah. Me dad used to do, whenever that came on and we're at a party or anything, that song, he would do this thing with his legs and I've never quite forgot it. He'd kind of hunch over like a chicken and then kick his leg like front and back, and it was awful.
Sorry.
And I even what remember you've just, what you've just described as physically impossible. Why? Why?
What you've just wow. What you've just described there is physically impossible.
No,
what
it's
do you
not.
Mean? He hunched over forwards like
a... I'll show you. So look, he used to just so
hold on, just took her headphones off.
You'd hunch over.
Yeah.
Like, and I like it, I like it,
I like it. Oh right, okay. Guys, this is awful to watch. Yeah. Look forward to Rosie being out of breath for the next 10 minutes of the podcast. So she was down at, she was knelt forward there and then kicking forwards and then kicking back with your arms on the side. Yeah, yeah, it was awful. Yeah, awful. You must have looked ridiculous.
You did.
But yeah, great.
So
this, so she's working in a social club and she's convinced the regulars that her dad isn't a dad really and that Rick Parfait, sorry if I'm saying that wrong, from Status Quo is her dad.
Yes.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I told them that my mum had been a groupie and that she had had a one-night stand with Rick,
Jesus.
Which resulted in my conception.
Wow.
I said that a DNA test had proved it, but that Rick wasn't interested and had never even met me. I was 19 at the time. What the? Why?
What a strange
this
thing.
I'm listening to something that I'm going to listen to in a podcast in years to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And when she was younger, she would pretend that her dad was from Status Quo.
Why she picked Status Quo? No, no offense, I'm not Status Quo hating here, but okay.
Well, this is a while ago, I think.
Yeah, but still. Okay, how in?
Of course, my parents had no idea that I had told the story. And so when one of the customers casually said to my dad, "What a bastard that Parfait is, eh?" Is it Parfait or Parfait? Are we saying it wrong?
I
don't know. Anyway, not even bothering to meet his daughter. My dad was puzzled. However, as the customer went further into it, my dad cottoned on and realised that this was another one of my stories.
Brilliant. She's been at again, the pathological liar.
Yeah, it's so bad, isn't it? Imagine. He went along with it for a laugh, and as a result, said customer bought my dad a pint for being such a great guy and taking me on. No questions asked.
And by the way, I've done you a favour. I've smashed up your jukebox because I saw there was a couple of Status Quo tracks in there as well.
Aye.
Fucking hell.
My dad got a pint a week, which went on for months until my mum finally revealed the truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
A pint a week. She must have been she must have been a right arsehole. There's another pint for putting up with this young twat. What a bitch.
You know, I can just imagine he must be like, all the money he's got now, and he's just left that bin. What a... you're shocking that. You're a dime a dozen, Dave. taking on this... sperm.
I don't think a dime a dozen is it. I think that's the opposite of a compliment. I think a dime. Do you mean a diamond? You're just a diamond. I think a dime a dozen means you're cheap.
Does it? Yeah, not a compliment.
No. All right. I mean, you made it sound a bit like a compliment. If someone said to me, "Hey, you're a dime a dozen," I'd go, "That's not nice."
Is it bad? Dime a dozen bad? Is it bad? It is, isn't it? It's dime
it
a dozen. They're a dime a dozen.
Very common. A definition. Very common and of no particular value. There's a pint. You've done it again.
Did I mean diamond in the rough?
You might have been diamond in the rough. I don't know what you meant, but fucking hell. Hey, you took on that kid, that bastard from State School. Anyway, there's a pint. And by the way, you're a dime a dozen. As I spit in your face. See you later.
I think I sit here and my brain switches off.
Honestly.
Anyway.
I just love the idea. Love the idea of buying someone a pint and then just giving them a really underhanded, backhanded sort of insult that's phrased like it should be a compliment.
You my friend, are a dime a dozen.
This is fucking good.
And you're a piece of shit. Oh, sorry about that. I totally got that wrong. I'm going to listen to that back though, and that's going to be really... I think I said it quite like...
Yeah, you made it sound like,
made it, sound like
yeah, it
was
very
right.
Well done. Yeah.
There you go. It's just words, Chris. Don't mean anything. It says, yeah, my behaviour came back to bite me on the arse though, right?
Yeah.
A few years later, whilst I was heavily pregnant with my first child, I went swimming with my cousin. Being the size of a small island, I stayed in the shallow end and just did small laps. My cousin had gotten in the jacuzzi, which I wasn't allowed in due to my condition. And I noticed he had started chatting to a few people. He was pointing over at me and then waved, so naturally I waved back. The couple were looking at me with odd-looking expressions as I naively waved at them. It was only as we were driving home that my cousin, through fits of laughter, revealed that he had told them we were expecting a baby together, but had recently discovered we were in fact half-siblings due to our dad having an affair. The poor couple were understandably very shocked. I was mortified, and to this day, 14 years later, fucking I still hell. Shudder when I recall happily waving over to the people who thought I was pregnant with my brother's child.
Cooey!
Hey, here we are, so happy together.
Honestly, like, I can't... People who do them kind of wind-ups, I can't... how much fucking time you got?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, the kid's
play,
not born yet, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, fair play.
They've still got a sense of humour, Chris.
Jesus Christ.
I do quite like stuff like that, though.
Yeah. So I don't want to give away who this is because I don't want to slag anyone off, but basically someone I knew in my past who was younger than me was a pathological liar, like a friend of the family, a child, a friend of the family's child, without giving too much away, a full-on pathological liar, like lied non-stop.
Right.
And their family were on holiday and she told loads of people around the pool that her dad was Alan Shearer.
Brilliant.
But he was on holiday.
He was there.
And he looked Shearer wasn't there. The dad was there.
Oh, right.
But he looked nothing like Alan Shearer. Right. But she was like, me dad's Alan Shearer. And people were like, oh, Mr. Shearer, like, want his autograph. But he looks nothing like Alan Shearer. And I've never got my head around it. She was such a good liar that they must have just thought, oh, he looks different when he's on the football pitch, eh? And they were like, he's ridiculous. She was just a pathological liar.
Wow.
I'm not really doing the story justice because I can't really go into any names or what the guy did, but he's not fucking nothing like Alan Shearer, all I can say.
That's amazing.
Just constant.
But did they have
liar.
The accent? Were they from up here?
Well, they're from up here, yeah. Right. Yeah. That must have been all it took.
It's half of the story, isn't it?
Just, yeah, ridiculous.
We're from Newcastle, brilliant. But that back then, though, people weren't on the telly as much. He probably wasn't on the telly, like...
He's running around fast as well, isn't he, when he's on the telly?
Well, exactly.
Doing headers and that.
I mean, I know my dad listened to the football. Yeah. On the radio.
Well, there you go.
So, hey.
There you go.
I mean, he's not a Newcastle fan. So.
Well, you never know. But she might be in that good of a lie. She'd go to people and go, oh, yeah, we're from Newcastle. Yeah, we support the football team. Do you know much about the football team? No, not really. My dad's Alan Shearer.
Is he? Ah, he's here. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Podcast listener from day one and loved the live show in Newcastle.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Just listening to the story of the girl with the stubble rash and her parents questioning her so much, it reminded me of a story.
Oh, the stubble rash and she said it was the sandwich bag packet thing.
I remember that. Yep. It reminded me of a story I had from lockdown last January.
Mm.
I was in a bubble. Blech,
fuck's sake.
With my dad's household and went around every weekend.
Okay.
I had started talking to a guy from Tinder and we had been on a few socially distanced walks. Me and this guy had started to send each other a few saucy texts. Oh, sexts, right. Even.
Whoa.
This Saturday afternoon.
To use the proper name. Mm. Saturday afternoon. Sexting on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
in the summertime.
Oh, well then. The same afternoon, my dad received a delivery of a heart rate / oxygen monitor that you put on your finger. He was testing all of us with it. When he tested me, right in the midst of sexting, my heart rate was up to 130 beats per minute.
Whoa.
My dad could not believe my heart rate was so high when I had been sitting in the armchair all afternoon. He kept coming back and checking mine every 10 minutes to see if it changed. You've just been sat there all day? Are you all right? What's going on?
That's amazing.
He kept coming back and checking me every 10 minutes. It hadn't, and it was actually increasing with the mix of sext and anxiety from my dad.
How good is this guy at sexting?
I mean...
Fucking best-selling novelist.
I know. It's in the middle of lockdown as well. It's probably, you know...
Yeah, I suppose, but bored. Jesus, what's he painting a picture with his words, this fella? Yeah.
My dad then started Googling and decided my heart rate was so high, we might have to go to A&E. I had to convince him that this was totally ridiculous in the pandemic and I was sure I'd be fine.
I love the idea. Just text him back. They're like in a scenario and that, and just like, I'm going to have to call my dad's put a heart rate monitor on as he thinks my heart rate's too high. The guy's like, yeah, and then what? No, I've got to... No, no, honestly, he's going to take his A&E. Fucking stop sexing as you do. He's sod. Saturday afternoon. Wow. Wow.
I'd love to see them sexed.
Gosh, honestly, she should publish them by the sounds of things. I know. 50 Shades of Grey, your heart out.
Love it.
Wow.
Could you sext while you're in the room with your parents?
No, that's the thing. I find it really strange. I mean, I can't compartmentalise anything. Like, you know, if I've started cleaning the fish tank in the other room and the house starts burning down, my main thing will be like, but I haven't finished cleaning the fish tank. Like, I can't separate things out in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I have to finish a job all the way. I'd have to go to the toilet or something. I couldn't be doing it in the room with everyone else. Jesus Christ.
I know this is questions from the public,
right.
But I know, and this, you know, this might not stay in, but I wanted to put this in the beginning bit and I forgot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talk on here, we've been really open about you and anxiety and and thoughts and what's it called? Catastrophizing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people have got in touch and said they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
We've had loads of chats about it and things.
Mm-hmm.
And you are actually currently trying to be really positive. And I just wanted to congratulate you. And I don't mean that to sound, what's the word?
Patronizing.
Right. I'm sorry, I really don't, but it's really helping, and I just think it's a really positive step that you're taking in your life to not go to the absolute nth degree of negativity in a situation, to try and see the positive side.
Right.
Because I feel like I was born with a half full cup, and you weren't.
Yeah.
And listen,
right?
You're a dime a dozen.
Very
I don't know where I'm
know
going
where
with this.
Fuck that was going.
I'm honest, I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, you know, this is the podcast. It is our relationship, and we have always been quite open about it.
Yeah.
And one of the things has been you and anxiety and stuff like that. But I just think this past week, you've really been trying to be really positive, and it's made a massive difference.
I have been trying to be a lot more positive.
So there you go. I just wanted to let you know.
It's going fucking shit, if I'm honest.
No, it's not. Joking. It's not.
No, because you can get addicted to negative thoughts, is what I found out. So I will go to, you'll see anything, you put anything down, you'll see this, you know, come to. And it does help us in my comedy, because when you were like, we're going to get a caravan, I was like, well, here's 50 reasons why a caravan's going to fuck off.
Yeah.
What are we selling soon, by the way, because we don't use it? Just quickly tell everyone. What is that we're selling soon? Because we're not using it.
Vito. Villa Vito. No. We might be selling the camper van.
Ah, I told you so.
Only, I mean, I would keep it. It's just because Rafe's so small.
Yeah,
it's going to be a nightmare with the baby. But he's going to get older.
Not all day. It's like an engineering trip. you've got to erect half the thing, but it'll build a house. But no, positivity. I am. I'm doing well, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So
well
there
done.
You go.
Babadoo, 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 do, 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 do. As always, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in the ES next week. And I am actually genuinely back on tour in February, March, April, guys. Tickets available on the website. Not many, as I say, because it's actually the first leg of the tour, because it's been rescheduled that many times, which is just madness.
Two years later.
2020
tour.
So glad I named it 2020. That was a great fucking idea, wasn't it? Guys, we'll be back next week. Big love. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.